Welcome, everybody, to Shir number 808. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so I just want to go through a few. We're coming towards the end of Bar Nefashes. Obviously, there's not a major amount. I mean, there's quite a bit, but the general concepts of Bar Nefashes are pretty straightforward. We went through quite a number of them. I just want to chazer over review a few things and make a few more pointers, and then Bezras Hashem, we hope to move on to the next bracha achrayna, which is actually al hamichya. Al hamichya, al hagefen on wine, al hamichya obviously on things made out of wheat, flour, and so on. Well, benching, which we spoke about in the past, but in general, the various different type of foods that require an al hamichya as far as snack foods and these type of things, cookies, cakes, and so on. Okay, and also a little bit more on the bracha of Bar Mezonos, which we spoke about. I want to get a little bit more into that. Some of the background as to what the bracha of Bar Mezonos is all about. The Sefer Mishabura Oiz V'Hadar has a very beautiful explanation why, what exactly it's all about. Okay, but be it as it may, getting back to our bracha, our after bracha of Bar Nefashos. So a couple of things. First of all, just to review what we saw in the Mishabura, we went through a little bit quick. That is it brings down the Sefer Oitzer Halachas in our Simen Reish Zion. Again, the Simen of Bar Nefashos is Reish Zion in Ois Gimel. And he says like this, quoting again the Mishabura and others, Im Oichel Kama Mina Macholim Shebechosim Bar Nefashos, somebody ate various different types of foods that require a Bar Nefashos. V'Oichel Nikol Echad Mehem Shir Kazayis. The point is, from each one of the foods, they ate a shir of a kazayis, and they ate it in the right amount of time, which is Bechdei Achilas Pras, let's say, for example, between 2 and 4 minutes, right? I ate 5 different foods that require Bar Nefashos. I had an apple, I had cheese, I had an orange, I had whatever the case is, and each one of the foods, I ate the shir, I ate a kazayis, and I ate it in the right amount of time. So technically, each one of those foods require its own separate Bar Nefashos, which is what we spoke about. And in other words, not where we're putting it all together. We spoke about last time from the Mishabura putting it together. In other words, I ate a half a kazayis of apple, a half a kazayis of an orange, so we said you could put that together. But over here, I ate the full shear from each thing, right? A full kazayis of cheese, full kazayis of an apple, full kazayis of an orange, whatever the case might be. And I ate it in a bright amount of time, between 2 to 4 minutes. So he says, Ein Sarach, again, quoting the quoting Shulchan Aruch, Mishabura and so on that we saw, Ein Tzarich Levarach Birchas Bar Nefashos Al Kol Meichel Bifnei Atzma. You don't have to make a separate Bar Nefashos on each one, even though each food individually you ate the right amount. Eladai Bebracha Achas, you make one Bar Nefashos. So that's what we spoke about. V'hu Adin Im Oichel Shir Kazayis V'shosa Shir Revias, and the same thing would apply by drinks and by foods. In other words, we said last time we do not put them together. Just to review Chazirov, you can't put together a shir, half of a shir of a drink and half of a shear of a food. In other words, half of the amount that you need for the food, you'll put that, and you'll take half the amount that you need for the drink and put it together. And like this, you have Bar Nefashos. You can't do that. It only works by food and food and drinks. But we said, V'hu adin im oichel shear kazayis v'shosa shear revias. But if a person ate a food, a kazayis, the right amount, he has to make a Bar Nefashos on that. V'shosa shear revias, and he drank the right amount also in the right amount of time for Bar Nefashos. So you don't have to make a separate Bar Nefashos on the drink and a separate Bar Nefashos on the food. You don't have to do that. You make one bracha, one Bar Nefashos. Tamavarech Bar Nefashos pam achas, one time. You point there as shneim. That is good enough for the drink and the food together. That's what it says. V'hu adin im oichel shir kazayis v'shir v'shasa shir revias. Tamavarech Bar Nefashos pam achas. You point there as shneim. Avlim loy oichel v'shasa shir mikol echa b'fnei atzmai. So then we said loy oichel shir mikol echa b'fnei atzmai. Then we said you do not put them together. They must start from Yachad Levarach Lachareim, but in the first is when it comes to drinks and foods. Another quick thing, which we've mentioned, learned in the past quite a number of times, and that is in reference to the Shir Ikel. Just real quickly to review while we're on the subject, when it comes to Bar Nefashos, other brachas also, but right now stressing Bar Nefashos, it also applies even to benching, it applies to Al HaMichya, whatever. But Bar Nefashos, right, by all the brachas, but applying it to a Bar Nefashos, let's say I ate my apple, I ate my orange, I ate a few things which require Bar Nefashos, right? And I'm done. I finished this, and now the question was, The question is, I forgot to make my bar nefashes. How long do I have? So tachazarova, like we've mentioned in the past, one would have up to 72 minutes, right? You forgot to make the bar nefashes. I finished my apple. I ate my cheese. I ate this, that, whatever the case is. All requiring one bar nefashes. I forgot. I look at my watch. Ove, what do I do? 45 minutes passed. So one would still be good to be able to make a bar nefashes up to 72 minutes. The Mishnah Berurah tells us up to 72 minutes would be the shear equal on those, you know, small amounts of food. Another quick thing, which we mentioned also, when just to review again, he brings down an ois dalad. Yesh oimim the im ochal v'shasa kama minim aberech bar nefashes hadayte lemifta rak min echad. In other words, a person ate a few, right? A person ate a few things. A person ate an apple. Let's say, I'm just giving an example. They drank a cup of soda. They ate an apple. They ate a slice of cheese. And all, each one they ate to share, whatever the case is. A razor pointer, as I call it. Not, what do they want to do? The person wants to, they want to make a bar nefashes and only have in mind certain foods, right? I ate five different foods. I only want to have in mind four of the foods and I want to continue drinking my soda. Or I want to have in mind four of the five of the items and I want to continue eating my apple, right? So could I do that and have it go only on one thing, only go on three or four of the items and continue with the other item? So that is a major, major problem because of the fact that it's a machlokes, and one should be careful definitely not to do that. Yeshamim dim oichel, he says in Oistalid, again, now with Simmeresh Zayin, which we've spoken about in the past also. Just to review, Yeshamim dim oichel v'shosa kama minim beirach bar nefashes adaita lemiftar rakmin echad. They want to have a mind just to, the bar nefashes should go on one item, right? This one item, and I'll continue eating the other item, or it should go on only the foods and not the drinks, or something like that. Hareza poitra kol, it's a problem because it automatically goes on everything. So it's taka running into a problem. But it is a machleik, because there are others who argue, he brings down on the bottom, we're not going to get into all the whole story, but there are others, there's a Magen Avraham, whatever we spoke about in the past also, that argue on that. Alkain, but one should be careful not to do it. It gets very complicated. It's not the right thing to do. Alkain, em era shaloi hoya bedaitai rak lemiftar. Therefore, if the situation came up, in other words, the person made a bar nefashes. I ate five things and I had in mind to make a bar nefashes only on three, and I'll continue eating the other ones. That's a big problem. You should be careful. Yivakish meish acher, he says, shemavarech bar nefashes sheichavin leitziyah. If somebody, you should have somebody else be yoytzi you with the bar nefashes on the other items. Or another thing, what to do? Let's say there's nobody else around. What should I do then? So yoytze lechutz v'yase hefse kadesh yitzarich levarich. He says on ois yud beis on the bottom, sheinis bracha rishona. Person should go outside and do an act of shinoi maka. I'm going outside v'achkach yivar sheinis bracha achroina. And then they could come, when they come back, they would have to make a new bracha rishona, a new first bracha, in to get out of this whole machlekes, because it's a major, it is a machlekes, major machlekes, and one should be careful not to do that. Just to make, what should they do? They should make one bar nefashes at the end when they finish eating, not to do it in the middle and have it only on certain foods and then have in mind the other foods. I'll continue. That's not what should be done because of this major machlekes. So one should be careful, not to do that. If need be, if they got stuck, like we said, either ask somebody else to have your mind or go outside, do active shinai makam, where you'll need a new first bracha, or even to eat something else, which was totally not part of the first brachas in general, and eat the right amount and make a bar nefashes on that, and have the other things in mind also that could also be done. Okay, the only thing I do want to say, he does bring down in Ois Yud Beis that this, the shinai makam would also not really help. I mean, you know, if you think about it, because of the fact he brings down from the Magen Avraham that Lamaisa, it does, when you go outside, it just helps you for the bracha rishoni. You need a new first bracha, but the after bracha still continues on. In other words, the fact that you went outside, you could still continue on with the after bracha. So that Eitzah Tova, it's really not going to help. As far as if you had in mind, I ate five foods, for example, and I had in mind only three of the foods, and the other with my bar nefashes, and the other two foods I want to continue eating, and you didn't realize you're not supposed to be doing that, So then to go outside is really not the right thing. Also, it's a little complicated, but he does. But the bottom line is, so what should one do if they did it and they didn't realize they got stuck? Either ask somebody else to have you in mind with the bar nefesh. So like I said, to eat something else, which was totally not part of the other brachas, which will require a bar nefesh. In other words, by doing that, what you're doing, by when you go outside of the house, right, the Shinei Mokom, so the Bar Nefashos is not expired. But so therefore, it just continues. That's the problem. But when you take a new food, a new food that's Shahakal or Eitz or whatever the case might be, and you eat the right amount, you eat the Shear, so now really you need a new Bar Nefashos. You need a new Bar Nefashos on that food. So you're making a first bracha on the food, you're making an after bracha on the food. So now you could have in mind the other foods when you make the bar nefashos, because this is a brand new thing. The point being that it's not a suffix now on the old food. Do I make a bar nefashos? Do I not? It's a machloikis. It's a suffix brachas lahakol. That's not a question, because now you need a new bar nefashos anyways on the new food that you ate. That was never part of the old food, because you started eating it after the whole situation took place. And also you started eating it after you made the other bar nefashos. So this really has nothing to do with anything. So you would eat the other food, new food, right, and have in mind the other foods which were in question. And that is another way of getting out of it. But the bottom line is to make, when the dust settles, make a long story short. I don't want to schlep it out too long. Bottom line is one should be careful definitely not to do that. People ask that all the time. Could I make a bar nefashos on one item and have in mind not the other items? Definitely one should be careful not to do that. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.